Okay, let's try to wrap this up. I'm gonna insert a few more things. Please don't mind my injury. It's just over fellowship. Come from Dibolog City. Okay. I think we're talking about giving a perspective about personal prayer. Number one is personal prayer is a result of receiving the gospel. Personal prayer also, number two, is a place of being transformed, being changed by God. Number three, personal prayer is intimacy. Intimacy. Intimacy is a choice. Okay, and the more I try to study this, the more I'm yung... It's just a really special topic for me. Nearness is a gift. It's a gift from God. Nearness. But intimacy is a choice. And getting intimate with God, I'm going to give you two things. One, intimacy with a friend. Next, intimacy with a father. Those are your two fill-ins. Let me talk about intimacy with a friend. John chapter 15, verse 13 to 17 says, greater love is no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends. When God chooses friendship with us, he started that off by laying down his life. And you know, when you talk about being friends with people, that doesn't mean you're going to die for them, but there is a dying nonetheless. You know? Because when you choose to be intimate with a friend, you make yourself vulnerable. You know, we have acquaintances, we get to know people, but when you talk about having a friend, friendship begins when you start coming to another person for reasons other than needs. For reasons other than... Kasi kung pupunta ka lang dun sa tao, may kailangan ka, hindi yun friendship eh. Are you with me? But it begins with that. But then when you begin to choose intimate friendship, it talks about, you know, going there and sometimes just sitting down and sometimes just, you know, your silence speaks to me, it helps me, it encourages me, just being near. When was the last time you were a friend to someone? He says, you are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends for everything that I learned from my father, I have made known to you. Intimacy with a friend means disclosure of certain things. Disclosure of intimate matters, feelings and thoughts. Of course, there are boundaries, you know, when you're making friends with a person of the opposite sex and all that. But we're talking about intimacy with God as a friend. And you did not choose me, he says, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And then he says, then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Let me give you some other thoughts about friendship with the Lord. You see, friendship cannot be earned. Friendship with God cannot be earned. That's why it's a gift. But friendship with God, okay, will only grow if we commune with Him more and more, if we talk with Him more and more. Friendship deteriorates with less communication. Di ba? Pag hindi ka na nag-uusap, wala na. Friendship over. Di ba? Hindi mo kinakausap yung ayaw maging friend. Now, sorry dun sa mga nag-i-invite sa Facebook. Hindi lang talaga ako ma-Facebook. Just kidding. But when talk about Abraham being a friend of God, he was talking about having a seat of fellowship. Intimacy, ginosko, getting to know. In ginosko, intimacy in Greek, it means being in like a sala room. You know, a sala set with, you know, in a couch, talking about, you know, intimate things. Talking about family, talking about dreams. That's what it is. And when you're being intimate with God, it talks about an unfolding of the heart. You see, when you're communicating, when you choose to be intimate with God, it's not just, you know, you bearing your heart, but it's you training yourself to perceive Him, training your senses to see Him, to hear Him, to feel Him in whatever you're doing. So practice the presence of God in the workplace. Practice the presence of God in your breaks, even in the midst of being with people. Some people feel closer to God when they're in the Bible, some people with music, some people in silence, some people. But try to do this. Try to have all the modes, especially in the workplace. Because God is there. He is not any less present when we are in our offices. He is all when we choose to open our hearts and our senses to Him. Closeness is a choice. Okay? There are things that are essential in our life. But friendship with God, okay, it's one thing to be saved, but it's another thing to choose intimate friendship with the Lord. Sometimes we go to our services and we go to our victory group and we're looking for something. God, speak to me. Hindi kita marinig sa work, you know, hindi kita marinig kasi busy na ako. But that's not true. You can and you may listen in the midst of the busyness. But sometimes if the only time you receive something is something fresh from God is when you're listening to your preacher or your victory group, if that's the only time you receive something fresh, that's not enough. That's not enough. You are at the forefront of this ministry. There's the spiritual burden that you carry of the lives of people. You know, talk about, you know, these people that we count, the people that we number, those are spiritual lives and they have burden that you carry that together. And you need something fresh every single day, every single moment, so that when you go to your workstations, you're energized, you're fired up. So that's more with intimacy with a friend. Intimacy with God as a father, this is something else. I want to share with you something that I've learned from Pastor Wayne Alcorn back in World Conference. Still changes me, still allows me to just grow in God. Luke chapter 3, 21 to 23. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. If you haven't heard the podcast of Wayne Alcorn in Word Conference 2013, please do. Please listen to it. Okay? It says, heaven was opened, the Spirit descended on him, and a voice came from heaven. It says, you are my son whom I love. With you I am well pleased. Now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. This was a pre-ministry, you know, event. And it was then that he was thought of, son of Joseph, son of Eli. Now think about this. Before he went through doing preaching, healing, raising the dead, before he went through doing exploits, he had this word. And syempre si Jesus, he knows everything. But God, in his wisdom, chose that he would speak and he would write it in the Gospels for you and I to understand that these words are the very words that every child needs to hear from a dad. Okay? Identity, security, and significance. It says, okay, you are my son. And this was even before Jesus did the works. Think about this. We need to hear this every day, you know, before we get to do our task list. Be filled with, first of all, identity. Okay? Let him affirm you. My son, my daughter, you mine. You are mine. You belong to me. You have my name. Everything that belongs to me belongs. You have access to that. That is why we are in Christ. And Jesus, God was saying this to his son Jesus, who knew this perfectly. And this is for our benefit today. In fact, the other time God speaks this is in the Mount of Transfiguration. Remember that? This is my son, my love. Listen to him. The other time God speaks this, God spoke, not this one, but God spoke also when Jesus was just in the midst of a discussion with his disciples. And Jesus said, Father, glorify your name. And God spoke, I have glorified it, I will glorify it again. And this conversation is ongoing in the life of Jesus. I mean, think about, bakit pa kailangan mag-pray ni Jesus, di ba? I pray in my name, ako na nga ang Lord, di ba? Kaya niya lang dudutin lahat ng mga gawain, tapos na eh. He could have just wiped out his own task lists, just like that. But in his humility, again, humility, you see, he humbled himself and showed dependence on the Holy Spirit. Sabi ni John the Baptist, ako nga dapat mo ibaptize. Sabi ni Jesus, let's do this to fulfill our righteousness. He was modeling for us proper confidence at work, proper confidence in ministry. And he's modeling, you know, dependence. And this is not my agenda. He's talking about the Father, the Father. Read the book of John. It's always about the Father, the Father. The Son does nothing except what he sees the Father doing. And because God spoke, you know, we're familiar with the baptism of power. How about the baptism of affirmation? How about being affirmed in who we are? When you talk to God as our Father, sabi niya, this is how you should pray, our Father. It's not just letting, you know, it's not just you identifying Him and who He is, but it's you letting Him identify you. So that when you hear Him, it's not about things to do, kasi nagkikikin palagi yung religious mindset natin. And sometimes we feel good if we finish everything and we feel bad if we don't finish everything. Listen, God's feelings for you and His thoughts for you doesn't change with what you do or what you cannot do. In fact, He loved you at your worst. He still loves us at our worst. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Is my working and not my being able to do things going to change that affirmation? I am a child of God. I am a son and a daughter. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. We need to be filled with God's voice. We are not slaves here, and we are more than servants in the house. Yes, we are serving God. But we ought to have a spirit of sonship. Because if we don't know who we are, then other people's opinions will matter so much. When people praise you, that's a way to test your security, yung who you are, di ba? Pag pinupuri ka nila, alam mo yung, I was so shocked that one of the churches, I said, you know, there is an excellent way of receiving praise. How is that? You say thank you. Hindi yung, si Jesus, ay, hallelujah. I'm not saying that's wrong. But I'm saying is, learn to receive the praise because it was really you that God used to do the deed. People who are excellent know how to say thank you, but when they are alone with God, they know how to lay down their crowns and say, God, thank you for this. It's really, I give back all the glory to you. People who don't have a praise and worship life or a closet prayer closet life don't know where to lay down those praises. That's why the Bible says, a man is tested by the praise he receives. False humility yung ano eh, hindi ako yun, ikaw nga yun eh. Ikaw yung gumawa, ikaw yung ginamit ni God. Learn to say thank you, and then when you're alone with God, glorify Him, give Him all the praise and honor so that the praise will not flatter you, it won't go to your head. Diba, people will commend you, oh, that was good presentation. That was excellent thinking. That was excellent improvisation. Wow, thank you. Lalo na pag boss mo yung nagsabi, diba? Wow, okay, no, come on, bring it on. Ano pa gusto mo ipagawa? Diba? Pero yung tamang assessment ng sarili mo will keep you in track. But sometimes when people criticize you, it will flatten you. It will hurt you kapag wala kang tamang identity. Kasi sometimes, in the words of other people, your work equates to who you are. But you are not your work's worth. God saved you for you. Not just for your work. Are you with me? Our value is not measured by our accomplishments, because our confidence is not in that. Our confidence is in God. So, that being said, sometimes if we don't know who we are, or if we forget who we are, we can damage relationships. When we're in meetings and when there's disagreements, sometimes we take that as a rejection if we have insecurity in our lives. But when we're secure, when there's disagreement, it just brings clarity to what God really wants to happen. He says, you are my son whom I love. It says, you are a beloved child. This is the second part, an affirmation of security. When you're secure in God, you're hearing the voice of God every single moment of your life. I'm going to help you. I'm going to grow you. I'm committed to you. You might not know it all. You might not be able to do everything, but I will help you. I will be with you. It says, go and make disciples of all nations. At the end of that, it says, and surely I am with you always. To the very end of the age, I will be with you. I am for you and not against you. That's how we get to be transformed and changed. He mentions that the success of our ministry is not based on the number of people we reach, but the state of the community around us. How is your work community? Is it being transformed by the presence of God in you? How are the people near you? We're talking about changing this nation, changing our cities. When the people that are in our office are not even impacted by our own life. Yes, we preach the gospel, but how about the gospel in our office place? You know, you can have an impact even with those that you follow, you know, those that you report to. You can have an impact. Are they blessed? How about the people that are reporting to you? Are they blessed with you? Are they being transformed by the life of God in you? So no place for insecurity. And finally it says, just I am pleased with you. The pleasure of God. You know, the gospel sets us free from the need for position or status na only, siguro kung pag ganito na yung position ko, mas okay ako. Siguro kung ganito na yung department ko, mas okay. Siguro pag ganito na yung pay grade ko, mas okay ako. Listen, it's never been about that. It's really about understanding God is pleased with us and He puts us in a place where we can enjoy Him more. Not in a place where He sets us up for failure or sets us up for just criticism. No, that is not part of God's will. So, first we talked about, you know, prayer that makes impact. We talked about corporate prayer. And now we talked about just personal prayer life. Let me just quickly run through some things. Praying in the Spirit. Having, you know, a prayer life that is accurate. Just having more impact. Praying with a heavenly language helps cultivate a spiritual life. Heavenly language can be, you know, praying scripture, praying the Bible, praying the words of God that you memorize, the Logos word. Praying heavenly language can also translate to speaking in tongues. Okay, when you talk about praying in the Holy Spirit, it builds your faith. Jude 20. But 1 Corinthians chapters 14, verse 2 and 4 talks about speaking in tongues. It says, "He who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. Indeed, no one understands him. He utters mysteries with his spirit. He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself." Just want to quickly highlight, you know, the gift of tongues. So it's a gift. It cannot be earned, cannot be learned. All of you speak in tongues here. Practice it. This is an office where they wouldn't think you weird if you're speaking in tongues. Use it. Sayang naman, di ba? Sa whole time ko na, di ba? Build your, it's a gateway gift. The prophecy is a carrier gift. It allows the other gifts to be activated. But the speaking in tongues, notice 1 Corinthians chapter 14 devotes a whole chapter about speaking in tongues. How it's supposed to be done. There's many uses of speaking in tongues, but the number one use of it is tongues for personal edification. To edify, to build up. Listen, edification means to be instructed, to be improved, to be educated, to be leveled up. That's what it means. When you pray in the Spirit, just the graces and the power of God overflow in your life more to a degree that is beyond your skill and experience. That's what it does. It allows you to think and feel thoughts of God that you would not be able to access naturally. That's what a heavenly language does. Diba? Pumunta ako sa bus station ng CDO, wala akong makausap. Paano ko ba sasabihin, gusto ko sumakay ng bus papunta sa Butuan? Eh, ang alam ko lang, na Mick, kaayo. Yung mga puro pagkain, yung mga, nasa kamod to, yung mga ganun, puro tanong, kulang ko lang eh. But because, you know, there was somebody with me who knew the language, she had access to services that I cannot access. It's the same way with practicing a heavenly language. You get to have access to things that you don't have, you don't get to have naturally. Okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 says, "This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths and spiritual words." This is an addition. Listen, when you pray in tongues, you are allowing the Spirit of God not only to build you up and to put the resources of heaven into you and into the place where you are at, where you're working. But when you're praying in the Spirit or praying in tongues, you can actually use it and channel it for intercession. Like, to conjure things that are not as though they were. Diba? You see, faith channels, when you talk about, how does it build our faith? The Bible says, when you speak in a tongue, you utter mysteries unto God. You're praying the prayers of God, the mind of God, the heart of God, perfectly. The enemy is confounded when we pray in the Spirit and we pray in tongues because he cannot understand our language. Now listen, when it builds up our faith, because when you're speaking to God with His words and with His thoughts, okay, your faith is grown and you're able to move and activated. Diba? Faith comes from hearing and hearing of the Word. All praying and all manner of praying should come out of faith. But faith comes from the Word. So the more of the Word, the more faith. If there's a prayer problem, ask yourself, there must be a faith problem. And ask yourself, at the end of that, is this really a word problem? How much of the word do you get into your heart? And the motivation of just hearing God is really a love relationship with Him. So, are you going to pray in tongues more? Again, it's not about you know, sounding spiritual or mystical. It's just really just a love language. You can use tongues to worship and praise the Lord. We don't want to talk about tongues for interpretation and tongues for other things, but that's very important, praying the Spirit. Number two, hearing and heeding God's voice. Many people can hear God's voice, but they don't heed it, so they have to go together. Isaiah 50, verse 4. Please read that. Ready? Go. The sovereign Lord has given me well-instructed tongue. Awakens my ear to listen. Just quick words, quick answers. How does God speak to you? Anyone? How does God speak to you? Raise your hand. Yes. In. Dreams. Okay, great. One way is dreams. Just name another one. How does God speak to you? The Bible, the Word of God, the dreams. Anyone else? Yes. Preaching. That's good. Conversation with someone, hopefully a godly one. Okay, next. Yes, anyone else? How does God speak to you? Visions, great. Pictures, what else? What? Nature, that's good. There's a eternal songs, circumstances, great. The most important way that God speaks to us is through His written word. God speaks to us through prophets and prophecy also, but don't ever base life decisions on prophecies. Okay, don't ever, ever. Don't let anyone base life decisions on prophecies, even if it was from a prophet. The written word validates all and everything, even angelic visitations, even dreams and visions. It's important for us to know how to hear God so that we can heed Him. James chapter 1, verse 22. Is that in your notes? Can you please read it? Ready? Go. So it's one thing to hear, but it's another thing to hear. Listen, God wants to communicate with us, and there has usually this application. There's a direction God wants to give. See, when we hear the voice of God, we can know and fulfill God's will in our lives. Romans 12, chapter 2. Okay, it's good, pleasing, and perfect will. When we hear the voice of God, we'll be prosperous and successful. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. You know, meditate on the word. Okay? That, you know, so that we may be careful to do everything written in it. And we will be effective in advancing God's kingdom when we hear the voice of God. So, that being said, we're going to pray for one another. But any quick questions first regards to hearing the voice of God? How do you know if it's really from God? The written word, ano pa? It's the manner by which He speaks. The relationship gives context. You know, it's important that you address the practice addressing God as a Father. You talk to God. God, it's not wrong and it's not bad. Lord, yes, we address Him that. But for the most part, Jesus said, this is how you should pray, our Father. Parang pag kinausap ko yung asawa ko, sabihin ko, di ba? Iba yung magluto ka na versus, fam, luto ka na. Iba eh. Di ba? Hindi mo ako utusan dito. Asawa mo ako. Pag sinabi ng anak ko, Papa, you know, it does things to my heart. Papa, alam ko na eh, may kailangan eh. Papa, it's different. When somebody addresses you, the relationship comes first before the doing. The relationship and the being comes first before the doing. It changes everything. It changes the motive on how to do it. You know, when you ask someone to do something for you, address them by name. Ba? Hindi lang bro. You know, bro, bro. James. Nah, kilala ko siya eh. Kilala niya ako. So, when we talk this way to the Lord, it brings it into a whole new level of intimacy and proximity. Is it helpful? Great. Quick questions, clarifications. Most of these are reminders for you. Anything you'd like to clarify, you'd like to ask, we're going to combine now the activations. And would you all stand up? If you don't have any questions, you can spend the rest of this time encouraging one another. I think you finished your notes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Just making sure, because I have more. Okay. one more round of prophetic praying, and then we're gonna do shifting of modes of hearing from God. Grab a person to pray with. Okay, go. 10 counts. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Bro, go and get someone. Okay, 2, 1. Break them up. Break them up. That's okay. Sheena and who else? Okay. Find an open space. For the rest of the time, we're going to be in an open space. Maximize the room. Lehare hare masoko lehale hare rara bakala rara bakara 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 bakara. Leharo koto loro no soto lehale hare nike hale hare makara bababababababababab. Nike hale hare makara makara baso. Who doesn't have a prayer partner? Can you just partner with him? Okay lang ba? One of you. Would you just pause first? Would you just quiet yourself and close your eyes and bow your heads? And I felt like, you know, I need to minister to some of you. God wants to minister to some of us this morning. With all heads bowed and eyes closed, I don't want to put anybody on the spot. If there's something that God is speaking to you about your relationship towards a workmate that might have been touched, you know, maybe it's not going well, or maybe you're finding difficulty, but you need grace right now, and you're in a place of changing your mind about this, you're repenting of something. Maybe it's the person who has some offense, or maybe you took offense about, you know, maybe both. But if that's you, God just wants to start fresh right now, give you such a measure of grace, and even just intervene in that situation. With all heads bowed and eyes closed, would you just lift up your hand if that's you? God wants to just come in and just move in your midst right now. If that's you, just lift up one hand very quickly. Yes. Anyone else? Yes. Yes, I see those hands. Anyone else? Yes. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you. Father, thank you, God. Thank you, Father, for just, Lord, just being here with us. Lord, you said if we confess our sins to one another, Lord God. Lord God, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, thank you, God, for even in this room, you are cleansing us. You are renewing us. You are, Lord God, changing the way we think, the way we feel. Father, intervene in the midst of these relationships at work. Father, bridge the gap. I pray for, Lord, relationships to be restored. Father, thank you, God, for you are very patient with each of us. Lord, give us insight and foresight, Lord God, of how to go about, Lord God, Lord, just talking with this other person. Father, thank you, God, for, Lord, you yourself were offended, but Lord, you did not take it against us. Lord, you chose to forgive. You chose to respond in kindness, and you chose mercy for us. Lord, thank you, God, for your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. We just continue to just be an attitude of prayer. If you're here and you've never, you know, you probably heard God is your dad, but you feel like you need to grow in that area of security and just being affirmed. You know, sometimes it's really been about your work. Your peace level is, you know, there's something that's leaking in that peace tank of yours, in that joy tank of yours, because of things that you need to work. And there's performance orientation. And God's just changing that, you know, God wants to relieve you of that pressure right now. And God wants to affirm you of His pleasure. God wants to affirm you of His commitment to you. Whether, you know, it may root from many things, but even from a former boss or maybe your own parents. But if you feel like you need ministry in the area of sonship, daughtership, and you feel like you want to grow more in that, if that's you, would you lift up one hand as well? I'm going to pray for you right now. Yes, anyone else? Yes, thank you, God. Just as you're lifting up your hand, just pray in the Spirit. Everybody just pray in the Spirit right now. Let the Spirit of God move in through you. Thank you, God, for my brothers and my sisters. Thank you, God. Just right now, just pray in the Spirit right now. We want to overflow. We want to overflow our hearts, this love of God that is in our hearts and in our minds. Father, change the way we think, Lord God. Change the way we value, Lord God, ourselves. Lord God, thank you, God, for you are removing even just old mindsets, oh God. Old sources of confidence in the name of Jesus. It's broken right now in the name of Jesus. Nihatori nekari masa. Lehale hare nakala rana soto loro noka. Rena soko la rene seteli hala rara baseteli hala ranaka. Thank you, God. Nikoro no sele hare na soko le yara rara basutola. Rema soko le hara rara basatali yara makara makarma. Would you pray to Him in your own words right now? Just give Him praise. Give him thanks for who he is and what you've learned. Just thank him for a revelation of who he is right now. The things that just God is just speaking through you, in you right now. Just pray him in words that you understand. Just talk to him right now. Talk to him in your corner. Talk to him where you are. Thank you, God. Just thank him and appreciate. Even just be grateful for even some of the tests and trials that you've gone through. Just being put where you are right now. Just acknowledge him. Acknowledge his goodness. Take a deep breath. Lord, thank you, God. You're so good to us. You're a faithful dad. You're a loving dad. Thank you, Father. For Lord, even this morning, we can overflow. We can just be a blessing to so many more people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Right now, you're with a person, okay? And we're going to ask God to show you a picture, okay? A picture that you can pray for the person, okay? So God's going to give you a picture to encourage, strengthen, and comfort that person. Ask God. Sometimes it's a still picture. Sometimes it's a motion picture. You know, just look into it, okay? And then ask the Lord to speak to you through that picture. And then after that, you're going to pray that in. And you're going to describe to the person, this is what I'm seeing. And I believe the Lord wants me to pray this for you. And then just pray the word of God for whatever God impresses upon your heart based on that picture. Can you do that right now? Everybody pray in tongues. A couple more seconds. Ask the Lord right now. Lord, thank you, God, for you are very specific with how you want to encourage us. Thank you, God, you're building our faith. Thank you, God, for clarity even now. Quiet yourself and ask the Lord in your mind. Quiet yourself. Ask the Lord in your mind. Father, show me a picture to encourage, strengthen, and comfort this person. Okay, this will be a quick one. You will describe the picture, and then you will pray for that person in light of what you see and what you believe God is doing. No prophecy, it's just a prayer right now. Ready? Just quiet yourself. Look at it with detail. Just look at the details so that you can describe it perfectly. Okay, a picture, an image. Thank you, God. Eyes open. Thank you, God. Lord, open our eyes to see. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. The picture is there. Ask the Lord for his thoughts, his feelings, and pray a spirit-led prayer. Okay? 1 minute per person. Describe the picture and then pray it in. Ready? Go. One person first, whoever decides. Go. After you describe it, pray it in. Pray it now. Go, pray. <laughs> 20 seconds. Quick prayer. And stop. Stop praying. Stop praying. Okay, next person. Share. Go. Share your picture for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and then pray. Pray it in. Go. Yep. And stop. Stop praying. Stop. Stop. Stop praying. Okay. Okay. Did everybody, did you all get a picture or an image? Everybody got an image? Meron bang hindi nakakuha ng image at all? Okay lang. Okay? That's fine. Some of you are more seer than not. Okay? That's fine. This is practice. Everybody say it's practice. Okay? Some of you, it's just feelings and thoughts. That's fine. That's easier for some of you. Now, sino sa inyo, the prayer or the image that was shared to you, ministered to you, strengthened, encouraged, and comforted you? Okay? Wow! Wow! Good. Give yourselves a hand. Good job. Okay, sino sa inyo, image pa lang nagsispeak na sa inyo? Dinidescribe pa lang yung image, okay? Sino sa inyo, dun lang sa interpretation part, nag-make sense, okay? So, minsan ganun. So, listen, being thoughtful as a person working in the office, okay, that's the area. We're not talking about biblical revelation here. So, pag sinabi kong revelation, it's really just perceiving the thoughts and feelings of God. You know, this is not a spiritual gifts class, but when you're moving in your gifts, like gifts of service, gift of helps, it's not just serving people. It's serving people accurately when and the manner by which you are serving. It's like gift of giving. It's not just giving gifts. It's just giving the right gift to the right person at the right time. So this is how you can grow in spirit-empowered ministry. You know, how to serve your boss, how to serve your teammates more effectively. Just being thoughtful. And when you get something, a picture, a feeling, or a thought, you ask the Lord, what does this mean, Lord? How do you want me to bring form to it? For now, it's just prayer. But really, when you're out there, it's really different kinds of works that God wants to do to empower us, okay? Grab another person. Ready? Get set? Go! Grab another person. Rena Sokolara Nasa. Are you having fun right now? Okay, this time, if you want to, ano, if you want to, we'll try, we'll just stretch you. Okay, if you want to record a prophecy, just bring out your phone, okay? If not, if they can prophesy, that's great. If not, that's fine also. Okay, so, again, we're not basing our lives on prophecies. Everybody say, it's practice. Okay, listen. Kanina, I asked you to write down a word from God for this person. This time, I'm gonna ask you to share it, you know, like, as if, like, speak it to the person, as if God's speaking through you. Okay, may I pray for you? What's your name? Val? Can you please go up here? Oh, So prophetic praying is praying simple words, but prophecy is God speaking through you. You've done this. Who among you have done this before? Okay, about half. Okay, so the rest of you just try and stretch yourself a bit. Thank you, Lord, for Val. Thank you, God, for her life. Thank you, God, for the people that she's coming to meet even this season. For the Lord says to you, daughter, that in the past you found yourself just being isolated and being just separated, and the Lord says, know that this season you found yourself being connected and being integrated more and more, sometimes even more than what you want. And the Lord says, it's all right, my daughter, that you feel just some discomfort even with certain people. And the Lord says, I know that there are people that are coming near you and they like to be with you, but you don't really like as much to be with them. But the Lord says, it's all right. And the Lord says that there are things that I'm teaching you in and through them. And the Lord says, my daughter, that they really need you. The Lord says there's gifts in your life that you're about to discover. And the Lord says you're a blessing more than you know. In fact, you're more intelligent than what you think you are. And you're more helpful than you think you are. And the Lord says, daughter, that even in the deeds that you've done, even just 2 weeks ago you were helping. And in the week after that you were helping a few people. And the Lord says they might not be able to express how much they appreciate you. But the Lord says, I am pleased with how you have helped even in the secret. And the Lord says, your thoughtfulness is really very powerful. The Lord says, you've been even thoughtful about your parents. And the Lord says, you've been thinking about their burden. You've been praying about how to help them, how to make them understand, particularly in the area of emotion, even some burdens that you're carrying for them. And the Lord says, my daughter, that I am going to cause you to see my goodness. I'm going to show you my glory in your family. I'm going to start saving some of them, even some of them who have not come to you in the way that you've come to know me. And the Lord says, know this, my daughter, I am stretching out my hand for provision. I'm opening even doors for them. For some of them are just looking for just direction and looking for just open doors. The Lord says, I will open them wide for you. For the Lord says, you are my daughter, you are of my house, and I love you, says the Lord your God. So, what's your name? Val. Yeah. So, does that resonate with you?
Yeah. Yes. Very much.
Name a few things. Yon, yung you, when you mentioned helping someone mga 2 weeks ago, yes, my husband and I did help reach out to a friend na hindi pa kilala si Lord, married couple, they were having a marital problem, and we don't know, this week, wala, we haven't heard from them. So, assurance lang ni God na, yeah, meron, may ginagawa siya. And then I've been praying for my father and my sister. My mom passed away last year, and I've been really praying for, so when you mentioned emotions, yes, I've been praying for both of them, because we're all grieving. So how, and they don't know that hindi pa sila fully nag-surrender kay Lord. So it's important for me na I'm praying to God na God nakakasama kanila throughout their grieving and mourning. So yun po.
Thank you so much. Okay, your turn. Okay, everybody pray in the spirit right now. Decide who will pray. Listen to me. You might not have to say it, you know, the same way I did, not as fast. Just a few words. You know what you feel. You can start by saying, I feel like the Lord is saying to you, my son, my daughter. Okay, so no pressure. Listen, the Spirit of God is alive in you. There's power in your life. And just conveying the thoughts of God and just talking with somebody, allowing the Spirit of God to bless that person through you. It's not very difficult. It's very easy. Let the love of God fill you first. God loves that person so much. Pray in the Spirit now and here. Come on, open your eyes. Lehato, leha, lehat. Decide who will be number one while you're praying in tongues. Who will pray first? Who will prophesy first? Number one, lift up your hand. Number two, lift up your hand. Great. Niharo no, soto, loro no, call. Father, I pray for release of your grace and your power right in this place, your thoughtfulness and your thoughts in Jesus' name. Lord God, let the love of God overflow. Lord, you love this person, God. And Lord, thank you, God, for you chose to bless this person through us. Lehare na. So quiet yourself. Okay, just person number one. Person number two, don't think about anything. Person number one, just wait on the Lord. Just wait on the Lord. Let his love fill you. It's usually the first thing. It doesn't make sense to you because it's not for you. Just fire on and start by saying, my son, my daughter. I believe the Lord is saying to you, my son and my daughter. Okay? Wait some more. Okay, person number one. Just try to prophesy. Go. Just speak a word. I believe the Lord is saying to you, son, daughter. Good. You're going through it. Getting better at it. Couple more seconds. Hallelujah. Good. Don't stop prophesying. 10 more seconds. Keep going. Whatever God puts in your heart. And stop prophesying. Stop. Person number two, get ready. Quiet yourself. Person number one, just listen. You may record it, by the way, if you want. Okay, so just get your phone. Person number two, quiet yourself. Ask the Lord in your mind, Lord, what is your word for this person? To strengthen, encourage, and comfort. Nothing about marriage, nothing about pregnancies, or cross-cultural missions. Thank you, Lord. Come on, say, thank you, God. Just thank the Lord right in this place. Person number two, prophesy. Go, just prophesy. Go. Stretch your faith. Something specific. keep going. Thank you, Lord. You can pause and ask for a word of knowledge. Boom. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And stop prophesying, stop prophesying. You're good. Very good. You were flowing, I was watching you, okay? Try to open your eyes though. By the way, don't prophesy alone and in settings where your pastors are, you know. We don't practice. I'm just stretching your faith to be able to speak for the word of prophecy. But for the most part, what you can do for us is just do a prophetic praying. May I pray for you? And then just pray, fire on, just simple words of prayer. Nothing, you know, no, thus says the Lord. And I believe the Lord is saying, don't do that. Okay, this is just for practice. Is that okay? We want to protect you. Okay, some people don't know how to handle prophecy. But who among you, you were encouraged by the word of prophecy that was given you? Wow, look at that. Give yourselves a hand. Good job. Okay. So that's the goal. Listen, we create an atmosphere of unity and strength and encouragement in our offices. Be spirit empowered. Ask God for insight and be a blessing to one another. And remember, there's more to you than meets the eye. Transformers, you know. There's really more to you. This is not an this is an empowerment class, but we're not here to train you in your gifts yet. But really, you can do. Again, we're not focusing on the doing, but really remind yourself who you are in God. It's growing intimacy and love relationship, and it will overflow to the people around you. God bless you. I hope you were encouraged. Giselle.
We want to thank Pastor Sky for taking the time to train us. So before we have our lunch, I want to pray also for Pastor Sky for taking the time to really impart his love for God and his passion to pray. No more.
Si Sky, naging housemate ko yan. One of the few, the leaders na as I grow in faith, college days pa lang. Tinuluan na ako nito. Lord, just thank you, Father. Let's stretch our hand. Lord, thank you, Father, for this man. Lord, I pray, God, for more people, God, more churches to be blessed and equipped. Lord, more, not necessarily Sky in that churches, but I pray that there will be more people who will equip in prayer and prophetic. And I pray, God, that, Lord, we will be able to move keen in your words, Father God, as he continue to empower and equip the churches, Father. Lord, thank you, God, for this man. Thank you, God, for his intimacy with you. And thank you, Father God, that, Lord, as he will influence also more leaders, Father, to have character, God, more than skills, character, Father, who loves you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks so much.
Everyone, we need to be back by 1:15. Compromise yun kasi medyo, 12:03 tayo. Tapos si Pastor Paul kasi, he'll be the one teaching later. I think he wants to start early and so that we can end early. Kaya lang alam natin yung limitation ng cafeteria. So, ano tayo? Yun yung compromise natin. 1:15. Okay. See you.